such as I. How wonderful is love! Oh, such love, such love, such wondrous. Oh, such love, such love, such wondrous. Oh, that God should love a sinner such as I. Last prayer, we'll pray for us after that. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said. Hallelujah! I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forever. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning. Oh, behold, I live forevermore. Behold, behold, I live. Oh, I live, behold, I live forevermore.
Once again into thine house to meet with saints of like precious faith to sing these songs, Lord. Father, Amen. They mean a lot to us, Lord. Oh God, just as much as it meant to John when you came to him, Lord, and you said, I'm Alpha and Omega. Behold, I live forevermore.
Amen.
Lord, let it be our experience tonight, Lord, even as we sing these songs. May you draw near unto our hearts, oh God. Father, let it be our experience in the preaching of the word that you will come near to us again and say, behold, I Amen. Live forevermore.
Amen.
And Father, we are believing that, Lord, for we have seen you in our lives. We have seen you bring us through many things. And we pray tonight, Father, that you come once again and be nearer unto us once more. We commit the songs into your hands. Lead every song, O God, I pray, that they will do something to us to prepare us for the preaching of the word. We pray for the minister that you also use him tonight, Father,
Hallelujah.
To speak unto your people. We commit those that are not here into your hands, and we ask, Father, thy blessing upon them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song, I Believe the Good Report. Amen. I'd like to just thank the Lord. I had serious problems with my car. And unfortunately, Brother David was sick, so I was stuck. And I have to go to Carlo on Thursday, so I was saying, the devil is going to make havoc. But I thank the Lord. They wanted to charge me $400, $500. I found one man, he charged me $160. And when the man, today I was saying, please, Lord, I know these things, they can drag into Thursday, then Friday. But he just texted me in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, and he said, please come get your car, 163. I said, praise God. So I really thank the Lord. I was praying. I even asked the saints to pray for me for that. Let's sing, I Believe a Good Report. That's the good report. I believe the good report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the outer court. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, the, oh yes, on the altar sanctified. In the world of sin I died. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I have passed the ribbon veil where His glories never fail. Hallelujah. 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 I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a king and priest. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God. By the Spirit's power and light. I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where His glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. That's the article. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which did once God's light conceal. Oh, glory be to God, but the blood has brought me in. Oh, this place so clean, where there's but sin. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where His glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm in the holiest field. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the interval. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God. Oh, the power of the blood is my abode. Hallelujah to the, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where His glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence. Second last verse, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Now, Lord, is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where His glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. Amen. You ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song, My Sins Are Gone. Where are they? They are underneath the blood in the sea of God's forgetfulness. You ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell you why. Because my sins are gone, gone, gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where are they, I say, my sins are, where are they? They are underneath the blood. of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. T'was at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are. Where are they tonight? They are underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, oh, they are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad tonight my sins are. Where are they? They are underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus with all my heart. Because my sins are gone, gone, gone. My soul is full with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are. Where are they tonight? They are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. Let's take our offering. I didn't forget, I was waiting for the Zimovers to come. Let's sing that song, Mercy Rewrote My Life. Amen. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy, mercy. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen my soul. Mercy, 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 rewrote, rewrote, rewrote. Mercy, rewrote my life. I could have fallen my soul cast down, but mercy. I am redeemed, I am redeemed, and I'm bought with the price. Jesus has changed my whole life. Oh, hallelujah! Should anybody ask, oh, just who I am, you tell them, I am redeemed, redeemed. I am redeemed. Oh, and I'm bought with the price. Jesus has changed my whole life. Should anybody ask, oh, just who I am? I am redeemed.
Let's pray again.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we are most thankful, Lord, for your grace again upon our lives. Lord, how you watch over us and are careful over us, Lord, providing for our needs. We thank you for that, Lord, even as we bring these tithes and offerings, Lord, in honor to thy word, Lord. Father, we pray that you bless every individual in here, Lord, with thy heavenly blessings, and that they will have abundance of the things of that they need to go through this life, Lord. We commit these offerings into your hands and pray your blessing upon them also. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. We promise the Lord, if he speaks tonight, we'll say, Lord, send me. He, the Lord of harvest, sweetly calling. Hallelujah. Who will go and work for me today? Who will preach to me? You say, speak to me, Lord, speak, my, speak to me, Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Oh, speak, my, speak to me, Lord, speak, my Lord. Send me, Lord, send me, Lord, send me, Lord. When the coal of fire touched the prophet, making him as pure can be. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When the voice of God said, who go for us? Hallelujah. Then he answered, Master, here am I. Speak to me, Lord. Oh, speak, my. Speak to me, Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak and now be quick to answer thee. Speak to me, Lord. Speak, my. Speak to me, Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me, Lord, send me, Lord. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to the sad and bitter cry. Oh, hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Oh, speak, my, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak to me, Lord. Speak, my. Speak to me, Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak and I will answer. Lord, send me. Soon the time of reaping will be over. Hallelujah, Jesus. Soon we'll gather for the harvest. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak to me, Lord, speak,
my Lord.
Speak to me, Lord, speak.
quick to answer thee. Speak to me, Lord, speak my Lord. Oh, speak to me, Lord, speak my Lord. Speak and I will answer.
One more time, one more time, the chorus. One more time,
speak to me, Lord. Speak my Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Oh, speak my Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak my Lord. Speak and I will answer.
Lord, send me,
Lord, send me, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. That's why we are here tonight, Lord. To come and hear from you, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to say thank you. The day is so far, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Some of us have been at work. But Lord, because we want to hear you. Oh, we are here this night, Lord. Father, we thank you for our homes. We thank you for our children, Lord. They've been to school and back. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, your grace has been sufficient for us. It has taken us through, Lord, all our undertakings, Lord. And we thank you that grace had brought us this evening right into your presence, Lord. And Father, as we have come, oh Lord, we know always there is something in store for us. So Lord, this evening, speak to us by your word, oh God. We are with all ears, Lord, to hear, oh God. All that, Lord, we need, Lord Jesus, that we will be quickened, oh God, by the word that we hear. We commit it to your hands, even as we read, oh God. You are the author of it. Please, Lord, lay your hands upon it, O God, and bring the life out of it to Lord Jesus, that, Father, it will be part of our life, Lord. We thank you once again for this grace that you have given to us. We commit, Lord, our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands. Lord Jesus, you know where they are. Many because of situations that, Lord, they cannot help it. Lord Jesus, we believe you will be with them, O God, wherever they are. The Lord, the blessings that we shall receive here, O God, they will receive their portion also. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. And as we stand in, let's quickly read our scriptures. We have two scriptures here this evening. First is Genesis 9, we read from 11 to 17. And then we shall read Revelation 4, 1 to 3. Genesis 9, 11 to 17. Speak now, Lord. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more come a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Amen. Amen. Then our second reading, Revelation 4, 1 to 3. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. That's the future. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald. Amen. Heavenly Father, these are your words, O God, and it takes, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit to bring the interpretation thereof, Lord. That's why, Lord, this evening, even from our worship song, we say, speak, Lord, speak unto us, Lord Jesus. Because it takes only you, O God, to bring the interpretation thereof, Lord. Oh, that, Lord, we shall receive it, O God, as a blessing, Lord, unto our souls. Take your word now, Lord, and speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you for coming. And God bless you, church, for your continued prayer. For my wife, for our sister, Comfort. Just to tell you, she's really improving. And the doctors, we thought probably today she would be discharged, but they said they want to still do some observation tomorrow, and probably either tomorrow or Friday morning she'll be allowed to come home. So we thank you for your continued prayers. It had been a real battle, but we know always our battle is being fought by him. He leads in the battle, and we will never lose. And because he had never lost any battle, praise the Lord. So we are thankful that our precious sister is recovering really fast. We thank the Lord. Now this evening, we've read two scriptures here, and I have a topic, when I see the blood. When I see the blood, praise the Lord. That means there must be something for God to see in our lives. There must be something, because he wants to see something in our lives. When I see the blood, and we know already, we see that song, when I see the blood, I will pass over. And we know about the story in Goshen, in Egypt, what happened. That when he said, that blood, when I see it, I will pass over that house. Praise the Lord. So, God had this covenant with Noah. And he said, I will remember my covenant. And we know that God can never break his covenant any more than even to forget. Praise the Lord. He will always remember his covenant. And he said, we know that God destroyed the first world, Noah's world, with a flood. And then, after the flood, God entered into a covenant with Noah and all living things. Praise God. And it was this, this is how he placed the covenant before Noah. He said, a bow shall be in the cloud. That is a rainbow. A rainbow shall be in a cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every creature and all living flesh. See. So first, let us look, the prophets try to explain what a rainbow is. Is that a rainbow means covenant. Rainbow means covenant. So God gave the rainbow sign to Noah as a covenant. And he said, when the cloud comes, and then the rainbow is seen in the cloud, he said, and then I will look upon it. And when I see the bow in the cloud, I'll remember my covenant that I have had with you. Oh, hallelujah. When I see the blood. Amen. So, the prophet said, could you see that God is in the rainbow? That means God is always in his covenant. God is in the rainbow. He said, certainly, God gave that as a covenant, and that he will no more destroy the world with water. So God was in the rainbow. God was in the rainbow. And he said, I will remember, he said, it's an everlasting what? Everlasting covenant. Now let's look, the prophet explained this, everlasting covenant. And then he asked a question, why wasn't it called eternal covenant? Why it wasn't called eternal covenant? Because everlasting has a time to end. Amen. He said, when we are redeemed, it is all over. Everlasting covenants, when we are redeemed, it is what? It is over. Praise the Lord. So that's why he said it's everlasting covenant. That means it has a time to end. Amen. So he said it's an everlasting, which means a certain amount of time. See, the time when we shall no more count days. So that's where that everlasting covenant will end. Praise the Lord. But until the time runs out, until we get to that place, we need a covenant.
Amen.
Amen. Until that time, we need a covenant. And then in our second reading, we see that John saw something. One that sat upon the throne. And there was a rainbow round about the throne. And so here also, the prophet is saying, when John turned to see the voice, he saw him sitting upon a throne, and the rainbow was over his head. The rainbow has got what? 7 perfect colors. The rainbow that was over his head had 7 perfect colors. And these 7 perfect colors, he said, it represented the 7 church ages. Amen. The rainbow that was upon him that sat upon the throne, it had 7 colors, 7 perfect colors. And these 7 perfect colors, the prophet said, is the 7 church ages. That means through the 7 church ages, God has what? Laid another covenant between man and God. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, look. the angels to these seven church ages, where were they? They were in the right hand of him. You could just imagine, they were in the right hand of him. And then the Bible says there were seven spirits that were before the throne. And these seven spirits were the angels, the messengers that were sent. So you could see that, my brother, the messengers, the angels to every age had something real from the Lord God himself. Amen. And so that means there is something special about these messengers in the right hand of God, and at the same time, they were the seven what? Spirits that were before the throne. Amen. So the prophet said, here it is, brother. Now he said, this is fresh. Look, seven perfect colors. Seven. A rainbow represents a covenant. And God gave Noah the rainbow first as a covenant. And this element are still on earth here. We still see the rainbow all the time. Amen. God's promise before him that we see the rainbow at this time, showing that he will not destroy the earth with what? With water anymore. Amen. But know that it is what? An everlasting what? Covenant. Praise the Lord. It isn't what? An eternal covenant. Take notice of that. Amen. It was an everlasting covenant. And so that means God can still destroy this earth. But his covenant that he will not destroy the earth with water, it will stand. Yeah. Amen. It wasn't an eternal covenant. Hello? Amen. Everlasting covenant. God will never fail in his covenant. He will stay by it. Yes, he will not destroy this earth with water anymore. But this is an everlasting covenant. That means God can still destroy this earth, but with what? A different thing. Oh, praise God. And so we see that in Noah's day, what really caused God to destroy Noah's day, we all know already, that the wickedness of man was so great upon the earth. And every imagination of his thoughts of the heart was just continually evil, evil. That was the reason why God destroyed Noah's day with that flood. Amen. And now, the same Noah's day has come back again at this time that we are living in. Noah's day has come back again. Wickedness of people. And even it isn't not only Noah's day, but we have Sodom days here today. And we have what? Perilous time. You just read what is that? In the last day there shall be what? Perilous time. Go read the perilous time. You see the conditions, everything, the character, everything is what prevailing today. So you could just imagine the time that we are living in. Noah's day, Sodom day, perilous time. And then to add it up, Laodicea. So what kind of world are we living in? Amen. That's why the prophet in this message that is this the sign of the end, sir, preaching 1962. He said, I've read this text here before. He said, we all know that we are living in a glorious time for the church. Yes. The most glorious time for the church is here. That's what the church is in now. but a horrible time for the unbeliever. Amen. This time we are living in, brother, is a glorious time.
Hallelujah.
Real glorious time for the true believer,
amen,
for the Christian. Glorious time,
amen,
for the church or for the bride. Praise the Lord. But it is what? It is a horrible time for the unbeliever. That's why he said, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I'll send you an Elijah. Before the great, it will be a great day for some people, and it will be a dreadful time for some people also. Oh, glory be to God. Before that great day and that dreadful day. You see, so the prophet went on. He said, and we are living in one of the most dangerous times of all.
Amen.
We are living in the one of the, in the most, not one, the most dangerous times of all ever were since the world began. And here, what I'm going to read now, that's something that I worry. Say, oh Lord, so me, you saw me to be able to go through this time.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He said, no prophet, I've read it here before, no prophet, listen closely, no prophet, no apostle, never in no time ever lived in such a time we live now.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Thank you, Lord.
Brethren, no prophet.
Amen.
Look at all the great, great, great prophets that have passed on. No apostle ever lived in a time so wicked and dangerous than this time that we are living in.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
You,
but God found you, knew you before the foundation of the world, that you will be capable to live in such a situation, such a condition, and be an overcomer.
Amen.
Oh, give glory to God, my brother. You must know who you are yourself. You must know who you are. We look down upon ourselves. My brother, my sister, look at what the prophet is saying here, and which is very true. Look at those great, great. Look at Joshua, who can say, son, stay still. Stay over Gibeon. And moon, you stay over the valley of Ajalon until I finish. And then the sun had to stand still.
Amen.
Great prophets, they never, ever lived in the wicked and dangerous time that we are living now. But yet, right before the foundation of the world, God saw you that you will be what? You will be my ambassadors. You will be my people. You will be the manifestation of the sons of God on earth here. My brother, it is a great honor. Praise the Lord. Great honor, my brother. Never let us look down upon ourselves. We are really great, mighty men in the hands of God. Because he knew that you will be able to overcome in this time. You'll be the one that will carry his cross. You'll be the one that will be the epistle. Oh, glory be to his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you found me capable. You found my brother capable. You found my sister capable. Amen. So, the prophet is saying that the time that we are living in, so we see that Noah's day was destroyed. Now, this time, is the most wicked of all times. And so you think God is going to spare this world? Is God going to spare this world? No! But this must tell us that, look, people who always doubt that the world will come to a place where he said heaven and earth will pass away. My brother, believe it. If he destroyed Noah's day, he cannot watch on this at that time that we are living in, the most wicked of all. He will spare us that, oh, you people go on and live on like that. No, sir. No, sir, my brother, my sister. He will surely destroy. He said, in this message of Future Home, he said, God once shook the earth. But this time, he's going to shake the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Amen. Said the first one, he shook only the earth. But now, he's going to shake the heavens and the earth. Amen.
Amen.
But my brother, there is a kingdom, amen, that we need to receive, that can never be moved. Oh, hallelujah. And we know the kingdom, oh, the power of the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God is in man. That is what the Holy Spirit. And it takes the kingdom of God in you to take you onto the kingdom of heaven. Amen. My brother, my sister, hey, it is coming. It is coming. I had to really jump over things because if I had to go through all, we wouldn't be able to finish. But meanwhile, he said, heaven and earth will pass away. This means passing from one form to another. It does not mean annihilation. It means passing from one thing to another, from one condition to another. Praise the Lord. And the prophet described how the earth is really going to be rocked. And if you read them, oh, my brother, you got to really make yourself, amen. The blood needs to be applied. Amen. So, the rainbow around him, which meant a covenant, the covenant of the blood, amen. Jesus gave to the church a covenant. And the rainbow is always the sign of a covenant. And so when John saw heaven opened, and a voice called him to come up hither. And when he was caught up, he said, the voice that spoke to him, he turned and he saw one sat upon the throne. And a rainbow was over his head. And the prophet said they were what? Seven perfect colors, which represent what? The seven church ages. And he said here, the rainbow always is a sign of a covenant. And he made a covenant with Jesus Christ to the world. You see, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And here also, you see everlasting life here. My brother, when we have received him, we have everlasting life. Amen. But the time when we shall be caught up, that is where we're going to what? We are going to eternity. So, how many times we make references about the blood being applied in Goshen? Many times, that's when we want to talk about the blood being applied. That when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. We always make references on what? On Goshen. But what about Jericho? We have heard so much about Goshen. What about Jericho? Was the blood applied? The topic tonight is that when I see the blood, we have known that for sure God will destroy this earth. And when he had a covenant with Noah, he said he will be looking at something. And when he sees that one, he will remember his covenant that he will not destroy. Amen. When he sees the rainbow in the cloud, then he knows well that my covenant is what? Not to destroy the earth with water anymore. So God always wants to see something. Oh, praise God. That is why in Egypt, God could have just saved the children of Israel. Just like that. He could have done it that way. But why? He said, I need the blood of a lamb upon the lampposts of every house. Why should he need it? Praise God. Amen. It's just a shadow of the real thing that is to come. He wants to see something, my brother. He wants to see something, my brother, my sister. Praise God. And so, let's look at what happened in Jericho. Was the blood applied in Jericho? Yes, in Rahab's house. The prophet said, listen close now. Do you recognize it? All under it was saved in Egypt. All under the blood, they were saved in Egypt. All under was saved in Jericho. All under it will be saved today. The blood bond, the blood lamb is a type of what? Christ. Amen. So, right, the application of the blood, God wants to see it.
Amen.
And about Rahab, he said, this young woman, after she had got her first hearing of a God who answers prayer, not only a God to pray to, but a God that answers back. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
This lady, this sister, a type of a Gentile church, she had a message. She had a message that there is a God that will pray to, not only to pray to, but a God that answers back.
Amen.
Amen. He's not a silent God. He's not a silent, he answers back. He said when she heard that there was a God of miracles, a God who can perform miracles, who dried up the sea and rained bread out of heaven, her heart begins to tremble. Amen. My brother, we have been hearing this message so powerful. This lady had the same message about the same God we are talking about. And she was what? She trembled by hearing those powerful what? Messages. Something started to work in her. That is supposed, that's what we are supposed, my brother, my sister. That we hear the word of God and it takes effect in our lives. And that effect must be displayed. That effect is not you displaying it. But that effect begins to come out in your own life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. When a woman had received a seed from a man, what happens? That seed begins to want to grow. And that woman can never hide that pregnancy. It shows out for everyone to see. And if we also receive the seed word from God, oh, hallelujah. Definitely we got to be impregnated by the seed word and for everyone to see it.
Hallelujah.
A display of the blood. So this woman, after he has heard about the message, the prophet said, she quickly accepted it with all her heart. And she was so inspired. And he asked for what? Salvation. She asked for salvation for her household. And it was granted her. Amen. And what was granted her was what? That he must bind a scarlet cord, praise the Lord,
amen,
over her window. A scarlet cord. Red. Scarlet is what? It's red. Amen. That's a type of the blood. And that was what? Displayed. It was displayed because it got to be displayed because God wants to see it. It got to be displayed. So there was a scarlet cord bound at her window for a protection of her house. Amen. A display that she had received the message. A display that she had received the message. What is my display? My brother, what is your display? That you have received the seed word, and now everything is showing in your life. My brother, my sister, the way how things are going, the prophet said that that time, he said, the end time is here.
Amen.
Anything can happen at any time, my brother, the way how things are going. Anything can happen at any time. And so this is the time you have to be sure that whatever you have received is not by manufacturing, but by itself, it is displaying in your life. Praise God.
Amen.
Because he wants to see something. When I see the blood, he will pass over you.
Hallelujah.
A display that something had taken place. And it's still taking place inside that house. The scarlet cord was hanging there as a display that something has happened in that house, and it is still working in that house. Because that's what they want. The messengers told her. They look, put it there. And when we come, see, when God himself now begins to what? Do his own work, he will see the scarlet cord. He will never touch that place. His name already is in the scarlet cord. His name is always in his covenant. It is always in the token. And wherever his name is, death can never touch that place. Wherever the name of Jesus is, death can never strike that place. That's why the blood that was upon the lintels in Goshen, it was what? His name that had been applied. And wherever that name had been applied, death could not what? Strike that place. Hallelujah. So the display that something has taken place. And it's still taking place inside that house. Something has what? Happened in your life. And it is still happening. A display of it. That the temple of God in you. Oh, it is what? It's him. Because he's looking for a resting place. Oh, hallelujah. What house have you built? The house you have built, is it for him? For him to live in and walk in so that he will be your God and you will be his people. That's what he said. Ye are the temples in which I want to live. I want to dwell and walk in it. So that you be my people and I'll be your God. So now let's listen to this woman. She wasn't anything. She just like we also that had been what? Off the line. But through grace, we heard the message. And that's why we are seated here tonight. That she was a Gentile, a prostitute, committing fornication. And she was a type of the Gentile church. We were all out in spiritual prostitution, committing spiritual fornication against the God of heaven and all kinds of stuff and all kinds of denominations and religions, you see. But when we heard that there was a God that still lived and that could perform miracles quickly, we received the message. Amen. And there was applied the blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which made the scarlet cord a type of what? The scarlet cord. You know, she hung it from her window publicly. The blood was displayed publicly. Amen. When you read the Bible, when they gave her instruction, the people even didn't leave. Right away, according to right there, she just what? Tied the word. Hallelujah. Oh, the scarlet cord. Oh, hallelujah. Right away. She wouldn't allow even 1 second to pass because anything can happen at any time. Amen. Oh, praise God. I love really that. That she wasn't what? She wasn't giving herself to any form of what? Disappointment. She wasn't allow any slothfulness. She wasn't allow any Laodicea spirit. That, oh, let me hang around a little, you see. After all, the way how things are, I don't think God can come the next 50 years. I don't think God will come the next 50 years. So I can just waste my time a little and hang around. And when I see that things are really going I get myself ready. Oh, you'll be like a foolish virgin. You'll be like one of the foolish virgins. That's the way how they thought. Praise God. That's the way how they thought. And that night when that great voice came, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Take up your lamps and go and meet him. And all their lamps were dimmed. Now let's listen. He said, there was applied the blood of Jesus, which made a scarlet cord. You know, she hung it from her window publicly. The blood was displayed publicly. And then the prophet said, that's the way the blood got to be displayed. Publicly hanging from the outside wall to show that on the inside something had taken place. Amen. That means outwardly. When someone sees you, he sees what? The blood publicly being displayed. Oh, glory be to God. He sees you, the blood publicly being displayed in your life. That's what God wants to see. He told Noah, when I look upon the bow, I will remember my covenant, that I will not destroy. Amen. And then when that is being displayed, it shows that in the inside, something had already gone on.
Amen.
And it is going on. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let us be. You see, brethren, the seed, we are like the earth. Praise the Lord. We are like the earth. And we receive rains. The earth receives rains.
Amen.
When the earth receives rains, the seed that's in the earth, that's what? It shoots up. Praise God. So it is. When we are receiving the spiritual rain, the seed that is in us must what? Germinate and bring out what? Fruits. Oh, to the glory of the Lord. He said, that's the way the true believer in Christ this night on the outside is the display of the blood of the Lord Jesus. That shows that something took place in the inside. That must be what? That display. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So in Jericho, the blood was applied. And under it, it was being, all under it was saved in Egypt. All under it will be saved in Jericho. And all under it will be saved today. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I have to stop here. And musicians, just start coming. But one thing, my brother, my sister, anyway, I have about 10 minutes. The thing is, look at the way how this world, as we have known, Noah's day had been destroyed. And so God is not going to spare this world. Let us take that. He's not going to spare this world. This world surely will go through judgment. And all that he wants to see, the display of the blood, when he comes, so that off we will be gone before that destruction that will come upon the earth. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away with a great noise. Did you notice here? Heaven will pass away with a great noise. Listen, the whole earth will be on fire and it will ignite the gases that are in the earth and explode it. That's exactly. Amen. So, the covenant was what? Everlasting. Covenant. I will not what? Destroy.
Amen.
With what? Water. He's keeping that covenant. Yes, he's keeping that covenant because God keeps his covenant. But he has every right to destroy the earth with another thing, with fire this time. Amen. That's why it wasn't what? An eternal covenant. If eternal covenant, that means that would be, we would have been really free with all our sins and all our foolish things that we've been doing on earth here. But it was Noah's day. It was an everlasting covenant. It has a time to end. So now, God can now destroy the earth, and this time with fire. And all that he's looking for, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. God richly bless you. Shall we stand? Yes.
Star Redeemer, oh, the Lord, died sinners paid all his dues, sprinkle your soul with the blood, oh, the Lamb, and I'll pass. I will pass over you.
When I see the blood.
Yes, my brethren, that is what the Lord is going to look at. Brethren, the world, the way how it's going, it shows one thing, as the prophet said, the end time is here.
Hallelujah.
And anything can happen at any time. And we see the desperation that was in Goshen that day. That they were so desperate to make sure that the blood had been applied. The covenant through the blood once again has come. And that token, God wants to see it in life. That's Christ in our lives. And as the prophet said, there must be a display of that blood, that token, that Christ. There must be a display on the outside, which shows that something had happened in the inside. So, brethren, yes, we have been hearing the message every time. But the question is, how is the message, how is the word molding us to show to the world our very life, portraying the very thing that we hear, life in us. Wherever you find yourself to be weak, look, He's here. He's so strong. The only thing that He needs is that, Lord, help me. I'm so weak in my prayers. I'm so weak, Lord. When even I listen to messages, I forget them. I want, Lord Jesus, You help me. That, oh Lord, whatever I hear, it will not go through the other ear, but that, Lord Jesus, it will be life unto me. As You solemnly standing before Him now, those who are on their knees, as You are surrendering yourself to Him this moment, we shall ask our precious brother George to pray for us.
Father, we thank You for the blood. We thank Thee, Lord, Father, for Your precious grace that
yes,
has constrained us this day to this place, O God. Father, Lord, to hear Your word, O God. Father, it's not an easy thing, Lord. Father, in this last day, against all the odds, Lord, against all darkness, against the systems that have been placed before us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, work, college, and all the different constraints of life, would, Lord, Father, fight against us as we go down, as we go up the narrow path, O God. Father, Lord, it was penned before when the man said the downward road is crowded with unbelieving souls. Lord, this path on the upward task, Lord, it's so hard, Lord. But, Lord, it's by Your grace that, Lord, we are here tonight.
Thank You, Jesus.
And, Lord, we,
thank
Lord, Lord Savior, take this word with all our heart, O God. For when we look at the principles and the heavenly pattern, O God, You ordained thus for our brother to speak today of when I see the blood.
Yes,
Lord, and we thank You for the blood that, Lord, Father, cleanses and makes us white and makes us pure, God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Gives us, Lord, Father, even a conscience, Lord, Father, to realize that sin is sin. And, Lord, Father, we don't want to be partakers of this
darkness. Yes,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Especially now, Father, as our brother, Lord, has clearly shown, Lord, Father, that this day is, Lord, Father, the best day and the toughest day, Lord, Father, to live in, Lord. But, Lord, we are grateful, we are thankful, Father, that, Lord, Father, when You looked, Lord, Father, if we could, Lord, Savior, put it in our minds and think maybe Isaiah wanted to be in this day.
Yes.
But, Lord, You preferred us and trusted us in
Amen.
This day. Oh, God, what a privilege, Lord.
Amen.
What an honor, oh, God. Father, we don't realize, Lord, Father, what we have been called unto, God. We don't realize, Lord, what a privilege, Lord, we've been given, oh, God.
Yes.
And, Lord, even as was ministered once, and another minister said, Lord, a good lawyer, a good Lord Savior, clergy, a good lawyer would keep the good evidence for last.
Amen.
And You've kept us because we are, Lord, that good, precious evidence, oh God. Lord, and you want to close this case now. And Lord, the judge and the jury, Jesus Christ, would rise from his throne and say, it is finished. And Lord, Father, we would meet thee, oh God, in the clouds, Lord. And Lord, Father, we would go to our Lord Savior marriage supper.
Yes,
Father, Lord. We are grateful, we are thankful. Lord, Father, though even as we pray, we don't realize what manner of people we ought to be.
Mm.
Lord, Father, we are, Lord Savior, as Paul said, Lord, Father, Lord, we are looking through a glass, a dark glass, Lord. But there we will see face to face.
Mm.
We thank you, we thank you, we love you, Lord, Father, for mercy. We thank you and we love thee for this grace that is, Lord, Savior, as we constantly say, unmerited favor, Lord.
Mm.
Father, such love, and such favor that you gave us, Lord. That you chose us, Lord, Father.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
When you looked at us, Lord, each and every one of us, oh God, Father, you loved us, Lord, Savior, with an everlasting love, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we see, Lord, many times we think, Lord, the lives that we live and the word that is ministered, Lord, is only to us. But we hear that brother today, Brother Peter, constantly thanking the saints for that morning manner, Lord, Savior.
Hmm.
Lord, it's affecting their lives, Lord. Father, Lord, when we get over on the by and by, and Lord, Savior, when those saints, Lord, Father, will say to us, Lord, we were waiting on you for this whole plan of redemption,
yes,
to
Lord.
Be completed, oh God. Lord, Father, they are fully and truly dependent upon us, Lord. Father, Lord, and we, Lord, Savior, promise unto thee, as we sung, speak, my Lord, and send me, Lord. We promise unto thee that we will do our utmost best
Amen.
To get the job done, Lord, Father. Amen. You, Lord, Savior, Father, we believe you'll play your part and we will play our part, O
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us grace as we part from here. Part with us, O God. Bless our brother, Lord, who's ministered, Lord. Father, he's not only stood and ministered here, but he's prepared himself, Lord. And he's come a long journey, Lord, Savior. Lord, you yes, prosper, Lord, his journey back home.
Amen.
Father, you know, he's at home alone, not with his wife. We ask that, Lord, Father, you would grant her, Lord, the discharge tomorrow, Lord.
Amen.
That she come home, Lord, Savior. That, Lord, Father, them that we didn't see in the service today, we will see them in the service Friday, O God. Lord, and we would see them on Sunday, O God.
Amen.
Father, we would not be happy, Lord, if this was the rapture, Lord, Savior. If we were the only people that, Lord, Savior, were caught up, we would want to intercede like Lord Savior Abram did for Lot, O God. We are not saying they are the lots, but we would want to intercede likewise, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Spare their lives, O God, and bring them, Lord Savior, Father, to the next service, O God. Quicken and awaken us, O God, that we realize, Lord, the time and the hour that we are living in, O God. We bless your name, we praise your name. Bless from the pastor, bless, Lord,
yes,
his agencies. Bless, Lord Savior, Father, the deacons and all the various
yes,
members
Lord.
Of the tabernacle, O God. Bless from the young to the old, our children, Lord, Father. Keep them from that accursed thing, we pray. We bless your name, we praise your name. Prosper us in all that we do, our pastor as he travels as well. Grant us grace and bring all the sick back to thine house. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, brother, God bless you.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Whoa. Speak,
thank you.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord. Send me. When the coal of fire touched the prophet, when he touched the prophet, making him as pure as pure can be. Oh, when the voice of God said, who'll go for us? Then he answered, Master, here am I. Speak to me, Lord. Speak.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak my own. Speak my own. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Oh, speak my Lord. Speak my Lord. Speak and I will answer, Lord. Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord.